It's Sound Ideas. Halloween is a day for all things spooky, but for one Bloomington normal man, any day can be spooky. That's because Eric Vogel hears dead people, and you can too. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
Some people play golf for a hobby. Others like baking or drawing or just hanging out on Facebook. Not Eric Vogel. His hobby is spent in pursuit of ghosts, recording them as electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP. That's voices or noises that are picked up on a digital recorder that can't be heard with the naked ear. Vogel says the paranormal has always intrigued him.
Most people that get into this had an experience at one point or time in their life, and that was not the case with me. I just really enjoyed kind of reading stories, and I'm a big history person, so a lot of these places have a lot of history tied to them. So I just kind of lucked upon a tour group here in town that used to do investigations at the Mid-City Hotel.
The Spirits of Bloomington tour?
Yes.
Yes.
So they used to do investigations at the Mid-City Hotel, which a lot of people are unaware of, is right next to the bistro, starting on the second floor. So I did some investigations with them and used just an old digital recorder and was able to capture some EVPs. And from there, I started working with them for a while.
What did you capture?
Being my first time that I ever did an investigation, I really didn't know what to expect. It was a little crowded. They had a group of about 20 or so. So there's some background noise of people chatting and stuff. But I captured a female voice humming, like almost like she was holding a baby and kind of comforting it. And I also captured a gentleman whistling.
The chain behind us just moved.
Shut up, Eric.
No, I swear.
I can't even hear things like that.
No, that's really good.
How did you know it was a guy whistling?
The person that was doing the tours with us claimed to be a psychic. And after the investigation further down the line, I told her what I captured, and she said there was a gentleman that had lived, and it was in the residence of the people that ran the hotel, that he was a musician.
So hence the whistling.
Yes.
What are you looking for, Eric, doing this sort of thing? Are you trying to establish the fact that there are ghosts out there, that we can record them, that this is a way to prove the existence of spirits?
It's more of just a hobby for me. I like going to places, kind of settling in and getting a sense of what it might have been like to live there, whether it was a hospital or somebody's older home. There's a misconception, I think, that when people think of ghosts, they think of something evil. And that isn't necessarily the case. I think that there's this energy that might still be left in some of these locations, and it could be happy energy. One house that I actually stayed in, dog watching, that I ended up doing an investigation on, the dogs woke up in the middle of the night, and they were feet up on the baby crate, and I saw their heads kind of going back and forth, and I heard the pitter-patter of feet running back and forth.
So maybe there was a young spirit in the house?
There was two kid spirits there when I brought the psychic with eventually. And
so you brought a psychic over?
She stepped out of the car and she looked at me and she goes, yes, there's some spirits here.
Tell me about the equipment that you use in order to do this. The first time you went there, you used digital recording.
Yeah, I just used a regular little Sony, you know, what you'd use like in an interview kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I upgraded to just a more four-channel recording device. It's a H2 recorder, digital recorder, and I also utilize like a digital thermometer, infrared thermometer, and a device called a K2 meter, which is measures electronic magnetic fields. And these all kind of can come into play when determining whether there's a cold spot where there might be something trying to manifest itself to something interacting with you on the K2 meter.
Just speculating now, this energy that could be remaining that you say that you're recording, is this energy with consciousness, or is this energy that is almost like an energy rerun that keeps playing over and over and over again?
There's both. I think that there is the kind of record player effect where you might hear a noise or like the pitter-patter of feet that I talked about, you know, that could be something that just replays itself over. some of the things that I have captured over time are direct answers to questions, which once you listen to them and you realize that you are standing right there and something gives you a direct response, it kind of gives you goosebumps.
So let's give a listen to an example of that.
Are you not too sure about us right now?
So tell us more about what you heard in this recording, Eric. Where was this? What was going on?
This, if you recall, the old warehouses that kind of fell in off of Main Street a few years ago, it was in it's called the Glass House. It was a glass manufacturing company, and it was by a kiln, and it was firing, and so you hear kind of the kiln going, and there's some people talking in the background, and the psychic that was with us, there was what she called Big Boss Man that was roaming around, and it used to be a child factory, apparently.
So they had child labor there.
Yep. And all the kid spirits were still there, and the Big Boss Man would not let them go. So she and another person that was with us stood outside, opened up the big bay doors, and they just yelled, "Ollie, Ollie, Oxenfree." And this huge gust of wind just flew out, and both of the ladies just started crying. So I went back in afterwards, and you hear the question, and I get a direct response to it.
Have you ever come up across anything that really scared you, Eric?
Most recently, I did an investigation in Ashmore Estates, which is down in Ashmore, Illinois, by Eastern Illinois. It was a poor folks' home for a while, back in the early 1900s, and then became a private psych hospital up until about 1986. And there's a lot of activity there where it was the first time that I've seen black masses. I had a rock thrown at me, which you will hear.
It started at the bottom.
Oh, we're okay. You're okay. Dude, I am so goosebumped right now.
So as someone who works with sound for a living, I'm just wondering about some other things that could be happening that can be confused for spirit voices and that sort of thing. There might be other natural explanations, such as picking up on radio interference, CBs, baby monitors as well. Do you experience that, and could this possibly be what we're hearing?
I look at everything with an eye that it's fake.
So you go in skeptical.
Yeah, I do. And I've gone into places that, you know, people claim are haunted, and sometimes the spirits just aren't active. Other times I will listen to 6 hours of audio and get nothing. It could be, as you said, baby monitor. It could be a car door slamming that you might hear. It could be somebody walking up the stairs that's a neighbor. You try to debunk because a lot of people scrutinize, you know, to the point of saying you're a kook or something, believing in something like this.
It's a very human thing, I think, when you hear something, the brain sometimes incorrectly interprets random patterns as being familiar patterns because the brain wants to make it something understandable.
Right. You know, I have several examples where I played for some other people and they came up with a different thing just based upon the pattern that it very well could be. There is a definite underlying sound that you hear that, knowing at the time where I was, it could be nothing else.
Eric, what do you say to folks who say, you know, this is the bunk, you know, this can't possibly be spirit voices, you're just projecting, or you're just picking up random sounds and you're just wanting them to be ghosts? How do you answer people like that?
Everybody's got an opinion. If your belief is that, if you're not open-minded enough to think that there is a possibility of something else is out there, that's your opinion. I'm not going to be able to change that. You know, it's a blind belief, like a lot of things that we have in life. Until you have an experience where you've been touched or you've had something thrown at you when nobody else is in the room in front of you, you know, kind of to each his own.
That's Eric Vogel. And he says you don't need fancy equipment in order to record electronic voice phenomena. Vogel says any cell phone can do the job. I'm Laura Kennedy.
As for all of the reality TV shows that depict real-life Ghostbusters in pursuit of supernatural audio and video, Vogel thinks that, with the exception of the Ghost Hunters, those shows are strictly for entertainment and should be viewed with skepticism.